Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
I'm excited to do this one because I think we have the whole crew is back, minus our guest. Anyway, let's get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve.
And we're on the front porch. I don't think there's any children around tonight, so that's good. So we can all talk on the front porch. You got the all introduction, so I know that you're in the right place. Hopefully, all you have become good flies on the wall to listen to our conversation. I was listening to another podcast, and then after the podcast was done, they had another episode with the actors that played the boyfriends. And I was like, what? Those were not their real faces. Those were not their real messages. And so I was kind of disappointed that it was so scripted. So if you have listened to these podcasts long enough, you have got to understand we are not scripting this at all. Okay. This is us just coming in, a bunch of lifestylers, retired lifestylers, semi-retired lifestylers that come in and tell our stories. And
we're coming and in stuff hot, just people.
Coming in hot. Right. Coming and hot. So along with our, let's get started on our format of season two. We got a song, new story, word. Anybody want to talk?
I had a story I found kind of interesting. They were talking about, you think I'd have had it ready to go. They were talking about how if a man or a woman is sexually confident, how it changes like everything about you, how you approach people, how people see you, your relationships with others, but it boils down to sexual confidence. That they said because, you know, like biologically, we're always trying to think about, would I want to fuck this person? Would I want to have sex with this? You know, it's just biological.
Right.
Well, and shame on those who don't admit it. I thought I had a problem.
No. We're just closer to our inner self, I think, you know?
Hey, and I think that's what I was talking about the last podcast, that we missed one step. But it's also sometimes people need to miss that step. When you show up to a lifestyle party, you are already admitting that you are open. Yeah. Okay. But then there are a few of those guys, Theo, Jared, the underwear guy. Okay. Those guys that are so confident in themselves that they're dicks, and not in a good dick way, in a bad dick way. Okay. They are bad dick juju guys, bad guys, because they're so cocky. Why is it we use the word that I love to suck on to mean something bad? Cock, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you're right. That is.
It can be good or it can be bad. It's kind of like ass. It can be good or it can be bad.
I saw that thing going across the internet. The guy, the comedian that does the thing about ass, is so hilarious. Yeah. But yes. I did not realize just until now why. And then we'll call a guy a pussy. Okay. We'll call a guy dick or cock or a pussy. Yeah. All of these things I love to play with, you know. So, and that's like, why do you say to somebody else, fuck you, when really what you mean is no, fuck you.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I'll never fuck you.
I've similarly never
understood where it derives by calling someone a pussy. Like, right. I know some pussies that have taken some absolute beatings. I don't see why this is derogatory.
Hey, watch one give birth. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Two cents. Hey,
way to bring the conversation back from sex into reality, Barbie. Watch one give birth.
Hey, badass. That's what we are. Badass.
Okay. So I know that Steve's got a word, right?
Of course. I always have a word. I was going to tip you off, everybody, but I said, no, I love hearing the guesses, so that's why I'm not going to tip you off. Cherry mash.
Oh.
Cherry
mash. And it's definitely sexual.
Wait. Is that when you put a bunch of maraschino cherries up inside of them and then, like, do the whole frappuccino, like, you know, kegels on them and then suck it out? Because, oh my God, I am so in for a cherry mash if that's what it is.
Oh my God.
Well, you know, they make cherry mash. There's a great candy called a cherry mash. It's delicious.
You guys got to see. I get total joy out of watching Steve laugh.
Oh, yeah. I wish you all.
Oh, my God.
It is great. His whole camera is shaking.
And that's why I didn't give you the cherry mash. This is a personal one.
Ew. Oh.
We were at a party. And a lady there says, do you want to go play? I said, sure. So we go back to the back room, and it's a black lady. Gorgeous woman. She lays down and spreads her legs and says, do you want some sweetness? I said, I do. She spreads her legs. She spreads her pussy apart. And I said, oh, my God, it's a cherry mash.
Because it looks the chocolate on the outside and the cherry, pinkish. And so you had to put a little cream inside. Oh,
yes. So it looks like how the cherry mash has the pink, that pink.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Oh. Oh my God, it's a cherry mash. And let me tell you, it was sweet, people. It was sweet.
Yes. Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well,
I love it when it is truly a Beyond Monogamy podcast word, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that is true. This is a personal one that I came up with, so.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Sparkle Pony is also one that we've used for a long time, but it's been in our vernacular. And I got to tell you, this week, I get this text from Steve that says, hey, I looked up Sparkle Pony in the dictionary, and this is what showed up. And he sent me the picture of this woman that looked like she had her hair back in a ponytail, and she had her tits that were around. She looked like a horse woman, yes. Kind of with sparkles all over her glitter.
She had she had ears on it and the unicorn.
Ah.
Well, there's a new product out or coming that is just not gaining the traction it deserves, if you all want to hear about it.
Is it the bikini bush? Because I heard about that one.
No.
The bikini bush.
Let's just say, like, Barbie, are you a music lover?
Yes.
Yes. We'll see. Janet, are you a music lover?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to 2025.
Where I get to play Old Man River as soon as some dark chocolate man comes to do.
This is Old Man River like you will have never heard or felt, if I'm not giving away enough hints by now. Experience the future of music and pleasure with the world's first internal music player.
The dildo that's in radio, every music player. Oh my God.
It's Bluetooth.
So they have a Bluetooth. So this is a company called Groove Thing. I need to start reaching out to these people before we talk about it. They
right,
should
totally.
Kicking
right.
me something, kicking me a
I have
giveaway.
Some questions. I have some real questions for them.
Yeah, you do.
So we're going to get into it here. Transform your body into a concert hall. Groove Thing translates music into physical touch, allowing you to feel your music as you hear it. Different shaped sound waves create totally different sensations. Oh. And they give a little wave sample like guitar, drums, bass. So the core of the experience, I love this shit. Select your preferred attachment, insert the resonator into your body, and you'll mm-hmm. directly feel the music. Like you never have.
Okay, but wait. So you can't play your own music. You're actually, somebody's like creating it if you're doing drums and bass. And is that more? Can you tell us more? Or are you able to channel like your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Barry White. Come on, girls. So, Barry White, right?
So they have a speaker.
Shake it up. Come on.
Set on the countertop.
Shake it off.
And then, so you've got a piece, you'll put on your preferred attachment and put it up inside you, for special ladies who have a special mm-hmm. place in my heart. They also have a bass attachment.
Oh, then I'm putting Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love, and I'm putting it on and sticking it in
just
there.
Do the greatest hits.
The bass attachment goes in your ass. Bass plug.
A bass plug.
Hey, wait. So here's my question. So I bought these earbuds that you were supposed to. They were waterproof. Okay, so you're supposed to be able to swim with them and listen to your music. The problem is that when you get in the water and you're swimming, so they're fine if you're like in the pool and your head's above water. But when you stick your head in the water, I understand I had to talk to the manufacturer about this. Hey, this isn't working. And they go, well, you know, Bluetooth doesn't work underwater.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bluetooth doesn't work underwater. If I get really excited and a whole lot of love is going on inside of me, is that going to quit working?
It's going to quit working. Well, it's going to short out.
How much bass can you take? Can we put this thing in your ass and then my balls in your mouth and me feel the music too?
Oh, that would be so good.
That's
right?
An experiment.
That's, about.
That's like a
and then, like the sound that we do. It's all about the bass. The bass. The bass.
That or just, I was like just some 90s hip hop, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, let's
some
see.
Some Eminem.
The marketing.
Lose yourself.
The marketing here is just funny. It's like a third ear.
Oh.
You'll never hear music the same again. Groove Thing opens a new pathway of music perception.
Oh,
unlocking it's the called, physical sense.
It's called Groove Thing. We got this. Right.
Yeah. And then so it's on a Kickstarter. Join the waitlist, get 30% off. I'm going to throw my name on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're coming to a party near you, people.
I got a couple things off that Kickstart stuff. It was pretty good. One of the very early ones where people could connect to your vibrator was when I was doing the cam stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
They could tip you and it would buzz. So, yeah, mm-hmm. that was fun.
So, anyway, that's what I got for this one. Who's next?
So, I got a story. So, a couple weeks ago, Steve sent some pictures. Okay. And he sent some pictures to me via, I think you sent them via email. Steve sent them to the Janet.
I got those pictures too.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we sent these pictures to the Janet Valentine at gmail.com because that's how you can find me, y'all. So he sends me these pictures and they are beautiful. He told it, if you listen to the last podcast, he talked about how, or two podcasts ago, can't remember when, a couple podcasts ago, he discusses the whole scenario where this happened. It is of him splashing. with L. And there's he did it with carrot cake, and he did it with chocolate cake. And then they wrote with the chocolate icing, "Hi, Janet," okay, on her beautiful ass, right? So it was there. So I thought, oh my God, these are so awesome. I forget that sometimes Mandingo doesn't listen to all of these podcasts. He edits them and stuff, and then he gets to them later if he's especially really busy. And so I just took that whole email and forwarded it to Mandingo. And so then I didn't hear from him the whole next day. And I thought for sure I was going to hear back from him because he's like pervs a little bit. He likes stuff like that. So I called him up and I said, "Did you get the pictures?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm not really into that kind of play." And I was like, "What? What
you don't like cake?
About?
Who doesn't like cake?"
And that's what I said to him. I said, "Cake? You don't like cake?" He goes, "That was cake."
Steve
he goes,
knew that was
oh.
coming.
He goes, "Oh, I thought that was shit." It was like you turned
shame.
The switch. Right. So it was like you turned the switch from when it dawned on him, I could just hear him. He started laughing. Okay. And he's like, "Well, you know what?" He goes, "If I would have known that," he goes, "you tell him, you tell Steve that chocolate icing, he's right." Okay. And he, whoever it was who said that the chocolate icing could be misconstrued if you walked in and saw it.
Yeah.
Because
chocolate.
He said, "Knowing that it's chocolate icing and not shit makes it a whole lot of a different picture."
100%.
Right. Well, that's where I went.
Yes, it's going to have to come with a lot of captions. Sloshing equals cake.
Right. This is cake, people. This cake. Is cake. Okay. So,
because there's really cake. That's not a code word for something else. It's really
I'm kind of dying laughing that he thought you forwarded him a picture of just somebody who had just shit all over themselves. Like that's what we're here doing.
But you have to understand. So,
because we're perverts. So,
well, that and a couple of episodes ago, if you would have talked to Crimson the second time she was on, Crimson made the comment that she had begun to try something new, and it was a little bit of poop play.
Yeah,
and so I know for a lot of people. A lot of people that whatever you want to call it, poop play, Cleveland steamer, I don't care what you want to call it, whatever it is, mud daubing, okay, whatever it is,
muddy.
He's like, right now, Barbie's going, stop, I can't stand it, stop
giving that. Yeah, don't give it any more names, please.
For a lot of people, this is just not it. This is not it. That's too far. That's too far. And I, for me, it's too far. Okay, it's not my thing. It's really not.
Sorry to our fans in Kentucky. It's just too much for us.
Oh.
I thought it was Arkansas.
Arkansas, Kentucky, maybe West Virginia. Oh, are we going to get slammed from people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a bad one.
You know, someday somebody's going to really listen to all of these, and we're going to get our asses in trouble.
I know.
Free speech is a wonderful thing.
Oh.
So, and in full disclosure, Roger wasn't there last week. Steve wasn't there for part of the recording. And Mandingo's been really, really busy and has not had time to get it in an editable form. So the discussion that we had, Barbie, about the retiring and older play, and now the part that Roger's really going to be upset about is that he did not hear the word, which is skein. You did skein. Not hear the word of skein.
Skein.
This is a real word that's used. I found it in a sex news story, and I looked it up and went, "Oh, that's what they call that." And it's something that you really would like
Really?
Really would like, and that D says does not exist for her.
I had something in my mind before you said that last clue. I don't know. I'm going to go with my guess. Is when, is like, if you and I fucked, and afterwards, I just go straight from that to just put my pants back on, and I don't wipe off or clean up. I just leave it. I just leave
it on.
And that's
what you really like? You really like that, really?
Yeah,
I like it. No, that's yeah. Still because man, it'd be like get home a couple hours later and smell it on me. Yes,
yeah, it's that. Yep.
Right.
So that's my guess.
All right. So the skein is the G spot that exists from the asshole side.
Ooh.
This is the perfect time for a break.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
That is the word for it. The word for it, so that it, you know, it's the G spot that's up in there, so that you, especially if you are very relaxed and you've got the coconut oil and everything's going well, and like for me, if I reach in there with a vibrator or with an Enjoy piece, part of the Enjoy, and rub that, I'm coming. And I'm coming hard. That's what the skein is. It was described by a gentleman from Australia who described it. So I looked it up. But you weren't here to have the conversation.
I wanna quiz my doctor next time I get a physical.
Ask him.
Her or her.
Well, so I mean I lived in a location a long time ago where there was a horse farm, and I was very curious about a lot of things, and I happened to be there at the time that they were bringing the stud in to service the female.
That wasn't you and two girls, one cup? Sorry, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, and I witnessed... So first I witnessed the one stud doing the horse, and then there was a discussion about that he was going to be too big for this mare, and that what they needed to do was to capture the semen. And I watched them take a probe and put it in that horse's ass and make him come. I watched this as a child, and because I was totally... I was mesmerized. This was beyond penthouse for me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was probably like 10 or 11 year old, and I was just like, really?
Whoa.
And I remember being amazed that they would put that in the horse's ass and that it would make them come like that.
I'm sitting here so triggered. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Dee says... She's laying right here. She says she's done this. However, I'm sitting here triggered because she's never done it to me.
Oh, well, I'll put it on bullshit. The list. The honeydew list.
Well, guess what we're doing tonight after this recording? Let's go. Finish the
Get
story.
Get on the coconut oil. Go ahead.
No. No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
That's great.
Go in the kitchen and get the coconut oil, honey. I don't want to find your skein.
Okay.
And take
you were watching them probe a horse's ass.
Right, I saw it. And so,
have when, the horse so, produce a quart of cum.
And I had never put two and two together that this was what it was. And then I remember Fabio telling me a story about that he was at the doctor's office getting a checkup, and that the doctor was able to, in playing with the asshole, make him come so that he could test it. And I was, so I'm putting all of these little memories and lapses together, thinking about it and going, because I just had never thought about it. And now I'm thinking about it all going, well, yeah, this makes sense. Okay. Yeah. This is why I can watch Elle take that big old cock of that BBC and get off and know they're rubbing across her skin, because I know Elle's got one.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
That's great.
Yes, she does.
So it's been a couple weeks, Roger. You got any stories for us? You got any, or have you been just busy with family stuff and put all the lifestyle stuff on the side?
God, it's been family.
Oh.
As disappointed as that is, though, let's see. So we do this on Thursdays, and we were talking because Friday and Saturday we'll have the house to ourselves, like with certainty. And
oh, that's where you're totally doing the skein stuff.
Well, if it's just us, yeah. But no, we were talking about having somebody over, so I will get a story.
Sounds like a plan.
I have something.
Yes. Okay, let's hear it, Steve.
We were on vacation and we're traveling across the country, and Elle had never been to a Buc-ee's.
Oh, that's awesome. That's you gotta do Buc-ee's.
I got the wild idea. It did not happen, so I'm telling you right now, but I said, we need to go have sex in the Buc-ee's bathroom.
Oh, that'd be so difficult.
I could not find a family restroom in there. So
there's not, and they have people that watch those things. Like they have monitoring. Yeah. They totally do. Because it's a huge line. But
they're not looking for that. Yeah, they're just keeping it clean. Well,
Steve would have to wear a dress. Because Buc-ee's would not. The majority of the Buc-ee's are in Texas, and that's where they started. Right. And yeah. And there is no cross dressing and going in here. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So my thing is, I ran across this. There's 12 crazy off the wall places to have sex.
Okay.
Cool. So let's do
here
this.
We go. The first one is Roger. Row, row, row your boat, or in your case, row your canoe.
Oh yeah.
You know, having sex in a canoe. Yep. The second one is, can I get a lift?
Ooh, on an airplane.
Elevator.
Elevator.
Oh.
Okay, I've
just
done
like
that.
The Aerosmith
oh,
song.
Oh, have you really? You've done
it.
Yes.
You've done it.
You're so dirty.
Here's also what I know, and this is from college. This is from college. Talking. So from college, I know this, is that the elevator always goes to the basement when everybody stops using it. And it was in the basement.
Okay.
Very good. Number three is, it's called redefining on top. Basically, you go to the roof of a fancy hotel, have sex up there.
Oh,
okay. I've done that one too. Sorry.
Yay. Okay. Welcome to my playground. Going to a park after dark.
Oh.
I have come close to that. I've done it on a golf course on the ninth.
Oh.
The ninth green.
Does it count?
Fabulous.
Does a roadside park count? Because over the picnic table on the roadside park, but I did that.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I did a public swimming pool in a public park.
Put a slight different twist.
Okay.
I'm gonna kick myself if it's on there, but the lifeguard chair at the beach.
That's it. That's the next one.
Oh, damn!
Number five, climb on the lifeguard stand at the beach.
Ooh, okay. We're two. We checked two.
That's a good one.
And so far we're 5 for 5, I think.
No, we haven't done a Bucky's bathroom.
No.
But anyway, that wasn't on the list.
That was on the list, but
okay, got it.
We're 5 for 5.
Right.
Uh-huh. Rock hard on a boulder or something above a trail during the day.
Yeah, I've done that. I did that
long time ago.
Did it in the woods on a trail. It wasn't a boulder though. Ouch.
Well, when I was cheating on my husband.
Okay. Met at the park and knocked one out.
I was going hiking with somebody else and it was there.
Yeah.
Here's number 7.
Okay.
Try it on. Take it off. Where are we going with this?
No, dressing room. Is on the list.
I have not done it. Not me.
No.
Okay. No. Oh, sorry. There's one we haven't done. Okay.
Yeah.
Look out.
Sorry.
Look out. What's a clothing store we go to? You know, Dillard's or
Marshall. You gotta do it. Marshall's.
Okay. Oh,
Marshall, that's great.
Number 8 is how's the show? A theater.
Oh,
I've done it in a theater. Does it count if this is a porno theater, but it was a theater?
Well, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, it counts. That's okay.
That's not a blowjob in one. That's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay. Number 9 mm-hmm. is a ticket to ride.
Ferris wheel. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
And I would
freak out if somebody was moving the chair.
Well, if you notice, all the big cities now have these big ass Ferris wheels.
Yeah, they do.
So, quick thing about a Ferris wheel.
Okay.
There's that big one in Las Vegas.
And
I was hell bent that like, ooh, we have to fuck on that while we're here.
Thomas, they send you up with a group of people.
Like, well, but you can do like, it's just like just
they
you
have
and
to be
I
a lifestyle
and
group.
You just you and I. Here's the thing, we were getting ready to do that, like in the coming night or two, and I want to say there was an article on Reddit or somebody. Nope, I take it back. We got to a conversation with a local, and he said, "Oh hell no, don't do that," and we're like. Why? And because people have done that on that Ferris wheel so much that they have cameras watching because the families go on there and they'll catch an angle and it so that whole indecent. And so on that particular Ferris wheel, they will arrest your ass.
Right. Really? I was in the London Eye and I was thinking about giving Fabio a blowjob and looked up and saw the camera and said, no. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Okay. Yeah. Here is number 10. Hey, we scored.
Oh, a game.
Football field.
Exactly. Football way to go, Barbie. Field. Yeah.
Wait, but so I didn't, I know that, I know field. That, I know that Lola, we used to do guys underneath the bleachers at the football games.
Wow, but that's great.
She's an avid listener. Okay, so does that count? Okay, yes, is that like six degrees of separation? And so yes. We know somebody who did it.
Somebody who knows somebody. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, number 11, Janet. Sex on the Eurorail train.
Well, it depends on what you want to call the Eurorail train, because there's slow ones, and then there's ice train, and it all depends on what you call a sex. Because I don't do full entry. I know I've done a hand job.
Oh, okay.
But so it just depends on what sex is. I'm going to take the Bill Clinton. Just depends upon what sex is.
Exactly. No, there's many forms of sex.
That's right.
Okay,
right.
And the last one is a moving experience. Having sex in the car. In the back when your parents or somebody else is driving.
Mm.
Or in an RV going down the road with somebody driving.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
okay. okay. We're not talking about parents. I'm like,
Well, yes.
Okay. I met a guy that sold RVs, and we did it in the RV that was parked.
I've done numbers of RVs.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure. It works for me.
So, hey, you've gotten the most of any of us. So, I mean, she has experienced a lot of those.
I'm gonna claim this one. I've locked this down. Years ago, we were on our way to an Iron Maiden concert in Tulsa with another couple.
Oh, and I'm so jealous.
I think I ended up fucking D and the other girl in the back seat.
I offered
to drive.
Wait.
But,
well, I fucked the guy on the bus, but it was a lifestyle party bus and everybody knew I was fucking him. So it wasn't your parents are in the front. It was a look, there's Janet fucking again. And that guy was like, oh my God, this has always been my fantasy. It was the guy that smelled like garlic. And so I gave him a mint and then fucked him.
I have a similar story.
Okay, good.
Back eons ago, back when I was single.
Okay.
So that's been 40 some years ago. I was back when I was a firefighter. My crew was busy, so they needed to take a patient someplace.
I didn't know you were a firefighter. Oh my God. Now I know why. I loved it when you fucked me up against the wall.
Yes. Yeah.
Dropping bombs today. Dropping bombs.
Okay. Okay.
So, anyway, go on. And we had a nurse with us because we had no paramedics. So, I said, I can go. And so we had the EMT and the nurse in the back. Well, I happened to be seeing the nurse.
Ah.
So I drive to the hospital. My partner that day was still working, was driving back. I am sitting in the seat. The nurse is sitting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
She proceeds to tell my partner, I'm cold and tired. I need to lay down. She lays down, covers up her head, and starts giving me a blowjob right there, sucks me off right there in the ambulance while my partner is driving. Honest to goodness.
That's so hot. Oh my God.
That is a true story. True story.
Oh, good for her. We like her.
You probably said this, but was the patient unconscious?
They were already out.
Or were they expired?
No, they were. This was after we dropped them off at the hospital.
Oh.
Empty vehicle coming by.
Empty vehicle coming back. But and it just, I couldn't believe it. I thought she was serious. You know, that she was tired and cold.
Oh.
So
she
goes, oh my God.
This is my favorite way to warm up.
Let me tell you, it's not easy hiding when you are coming,
it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, the breathing alone almost gives you away.
No shit. Turn the radio up, please.
Yeah. Nowadays, if you had one of those, singing dildo things, you could turn the radio up and really rock it around.
Oh, yeah. So that's the 12.
Wouldn't have worried about hiding it. I would have just told my partner, like,
give me a minute there.
If you tell anybody, I'm going to sign you up for Grindr.
Well, here's the problem with that. The partner that day was another lady.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Ooh, that could have been like sexual harassment.
Did she ever figure it out? Did she know what was going on? Or was she just oblivious? Or a very nice lady?
I admitted it a year later to somebody, and they told her, and she said that never happened.
So I don't know if she was just
denying it or what. I said, okay.
No, she's taking your secret to the grave.
Yeah.
That's a good partner.
Yes, it is. It was a good partner. Very good partner.
That's right.
I said, I shall promote you next time I get the chance.
Yeah.
So what we hit? Did we hit 11 out of 12?
I think so.
Yeah, well, good.
I mean, if we get to count Lola's, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So the only when we didn't, we just haven't done it in a dressing room anywhere.
Right.
So no. We have an assignment. We need to figure that out.
Oh my gosh. Go for it, y'all. Go for it, y'all.
The problem accepted. Is, the reason I was able to do a lot of this a long time ago is because there weren't cameras everywhere.
Exactly. You know?
When I was first dating Fabio was when we were driving from one location to another location. And he said, I just can't wait until we get home. And he just pulled over into the, you know, into the park and just took me out and fucked me over the picnic table, and cars were going by. And I was just like, oh my God. But, you know, it was so hot. It's like,
you made their day.
Right. So, I mean, it's just people, there are too many cameras around anymore for you to really have a good time like that.
That's why parks or cemeteries are nice.
Yes, he is the cemetery. Oh, that wasn't even on there. It wasn't even on there.
No, it wasn't on there.
Oh, that's a damn it. But yeah, I fucked a guy who lived in the cemetery for quite a while. He'd run a
cemetery. You fucked a guy who lived in a cemetery. Okay, what is that? Is he the grave digger?
He was able to rent the former, because then they had it all automated, but they still had like a trailer. And they rented the trailer out, but you had to go into the cemetery to get to the trailer. And when he told me he lived in the cemetery, I thought he was full of shit. It was awesome. It was quiet. It was beautiful. I loved it. Fucked his doors off.
And nobody heard you scream when you were coming.
No. God, it was great. Yep.
That is great.
Yep.
Oh, and I was going to tell you, Janet, since you are a music person,
mm-hmm.
This is not a fuck song on your fuck list, but it's a good song. It's a lady called Betty Fox, and the name of the song is "Slow Burn" by the Betty Fox Band. It's along the lines of there's a lady, a blues singer. She's not world famous. She's not a big artist, but she's can't think of her name. Danielle something.
Mm-hmm.
And she sounds a little bit like her. I can't think of, Betty Fox Band, "Slow Burn." It's just a cool song. So I know you like the blues also, like I do. So
Danielle Nicole, you mean?
Yeah. That's her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance to listen to her, it's just a.
Okay, I'm taking the note down, so I'm going to turn on "Slow Burn." And you know, now when I listen to all of these, I'm going to think about what it would be to have one of those groove toys into every song that I listen to.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah. We want to know more information about that.
Right.
More information.
Because I got to tell you I told you the story before about Kyle, and we were fucking around at his house at a party, and he was licking my pussy, and the song came on, "That's the Way the Girls Are in Texas," and that is a Tejana Mexican song that's like Mexican polka had a baby, and that's the song, and it just goes really fast. And when it came on, I was going to change it, and he's just like, "No," and he said, "I said this. I just this should not even be on this track." And he's like, "I can do it." And then when he started licking to that music, that rhythm, oh, it was really good.
Match the rhythm.
It was, yeah. So if you can imagine the polka music and just doing your licks to the polka music, it was great. So
fantastic.
Oh, I am looking. I just pulled up the Groove Thing website.
Okay.
Guess what?
We're going to sell some, kickstart some grooves, aren't we?
and the song they have listed, Janet, is "Let's Get It On" by Marvin Gaye.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So perfect. Yes. Oh, perfect. I can. Oh,
Roger, thank you for bringing that one up. finding that.
Yes, definitely. Well, I think we've gone long enough. I always try to make it a little bit shorter, and this is pretty good. So I think we've come to a really good stopping point. I love that you guys are all back on, and I love that this is unscripted. I think we're just going to have to forever stay unscripted, because I just love the way the conversation goes. For all of you flies on the wall who have made it through to the end, you know to go to the website. The easiest way to listen to the podcast is to go to beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Smash all those words together and spell monogamy correctly. Go on there. Send a note to Roger or send a note to me if you have a topic you want, a question you want to ask us, a topic you want us to cover, a song you want us to talk about, or even a news story. I don't care, whatever it is. Help us keep this thing alive and going. And then also, please tip Mandingo, because he does this for free right now. And, you know, maybe we'll think about trying to get some pictures up somewhere for y'all to take a look at, that so you can see the splashing pictures. And I will warn you again, that's chocolate icing. Okay. It's chocolate icing. That's what we're going to put in the script. It's chocolate icing, people. Just deal with it. Okay.
All capital.
Anyway. Yes. Right. So thank you for listening to this far. And we hope that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.